present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Jim and the Beanstalk.
Now listen, Jimmy Clitheroe. For the last time, if you don't eat that food that Susan's cooked for you, you'll go to bed hungry.
If I did eat it, I'd go to bed in hospital.
Don't start your cheek again.
All right, Susan, leave him to me.
I wish she'd leave the cooking to you. She can ruin hot water.
One more word and I'll give you a good smack. I've told you and I mean it. I'm not cooking anything for you. So you eat that place and chips that's in the oven, or your next meal will be your breakfast.
All right, cook me breakfast now. Then I can have a lie-in in the morning.
It's a waste of time talking to him.
Look, he's the one who's going to suffer. I've said my last word. I'm going to wash those dishes.
He'll eat it when he gets hungry enough.
Don't bet on it.
Well, that's the last food I cook for you.
Hooray! Now, if you just leave home as well, I'm sure of a happy Christmas.
Well, I'd sooner spend Christmas anywhere than with you.
All right, go and spend it at the dog's home. But whatever you do, don't cook for them.
Look, if I hear one more word about the way I cook food, I'll...
You don't cook food, you murder it! When you go to the grocer's, they ought to make you sign the poison book.
You cheeky little horror.
Ow! Oh, me ear. Ooh, right for you. Where's that sauce bottle?
I'm just going. It sounds like chuckered out time at the pub.
Well, you should know.
What?
She should know better than to hit me.
He asked for it, on about my cooking. Did you find anything wrong with the place and chips, Grandad?
No, Susan, it was very tasty.
Yes, but what did it taste of? Burnt fat and nail polish.
Look, there was nothing wrong at all with the fish and chips.
There was. The chips weren't wiggly. And they weren't brown either.
I hadn't enough fat.
Well, there was no need to use me football dubbing as well.
At it.
Oh, look, Pat, don't go cooking anything else for him.
She's told me.
I've told him.
I've told him you told me.
Now, don't be cheeky, or you'll go to bed hungry.
She told me that as well. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not bothered about missing a meal.
No, aren't you?
No. If I want to go to bed hungry, that's my business.
Right. We'll see that you do.
Oh, that'll be Alfie. He's bringing our pantomime tickets tonight.
All right, I'll let him in.
Oh, he drives me mad.
Oh, don't worry, he'll be sorry. Because for once I mean it, he's not getting anything else to eat tonight.
Yes, I am, Jim. Yeah, hello, everybody.
Hello, Alfie. Did you get the tickets for Jack and the Beanstalk?
But yes, five stall seats for Monday night. Do you want to keep them, Mr. Sinclair?
You better give them to me, Alfie.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Jack and the Beanstalk, because my favourite comedian's in it. What's his name? Oh, and the principal boy. His name's Jill.
Yes.
Oh, he's a lovely girl.
Yeah.
Oh, here's your 7 and 6 change, Mr. Sinclair.
Who's changed? The boy or the... Oh, my change for the tickets. Here. Just a minute. Shouldn't have been 9 shillings.
Oh, yeah, but they were 6 pence each, you see.
Well, what were?
The 3 meat pies I've just bought for Jimmy. I haven't told you. But he didn't phone me when he asked for them.
What?
But the meat pies he's eating in the front room. He's not. Oh, like he'll murder me.
I'll murder him. Out of my way.
You mean, Alfie, he got you to bring him 3 meat pies?
Yeah. But he phoned me up a quarter of an hour ago and he said he wasn't starving for you. You were making him starve. You wouldn't give him any supper. I'm not supposed to tell you.
Upstairs, I said. To bed. This minute.
Please, Mum. Just one bite, please.
Up to bed this second. You'll have nothing to eat. And if there's any more trouble with you before Monday, you won't be going to the pantomime either. And you can stop muttering under your breath, or you'll get a smack.
Oh, heck, I'll never get to sleep. I'm too hungry. If I wait till they all go to bed, perhaps I can sneak down for one of them pies. Oh, no. If she caught me, she'd stop me going to see Jack and the Beanstalk. And Scraggy Susan would like that. That's who I'd like to be. Jack the Giant Killer. I'll be the hero. The giant who eats his captives. Hey, you could capture our Susan. That can be her out of the way. We could get rid of her and buy a pig. It could be company for the cow.
What did you say, Jimmy?
It wasn't me, it was the pig. Get down, sit, Porky. Mum, can't you stop this pig sitting up and begging while I'm having my breakfast?
Well, he's only hungry like the rest of us.
Well, you'd think he'd have more sense than beg for bacon.
He's only trying to be friendly.
That's what you said about Claribel the cow when she ate my bed.
She wouldn't have eaten your bed if you hadn't moved her out of the cow shed.
I had to move her out. Alfie was coming to lodge here. And there was nowhere for him to sleep. It was your idea for him to come here.
Now, Alfie's been no trouble.
What about all that fuss he kicked up after his first night in the cow shed? Just because I forgot myself and took him a bucket of bran mash for breakfast. Then he didn't even wash the bucket out after he'd finished.
Oh, sit down and finish your breakfast.
All right, Mum. Look at that pig. Get your thieving snout out of my porridge. Hey, Mum, he's eating it. You'll have to make me some more.
There is no more. There's nothing to eat in the house. Not even a scrap of bread. Your grandfather didn't have any breakfast at all.
Ah, oh, there you are, Pat. Is the pig here?
Grandad, you're not going to eat Porky for breakfast, are you?
No, I'm taking him down to the landlord. We have no money, so I've got to give him the pig. We haven't paid any rent since Susan was captured by the giant.
Oh, Father, don't remind me. My poor daughter. Take him from us to be a prisoner in an enchanted castle. Oh, my poor daughter.
Well, I bet she's getting plenty to eat.
What do you mean?
Well, the giant always fattens them up for Christmas.
Jimmy, shut up. Oh, don't worry now, Pat. We'll find the giant's castle before Christmas somehow. And Alfie's still searching, day and night.
A lot of use he is. Every time he goes in the woods to look for the castle, we have to go in the woods to look for him.
Luke, never mind your funny stories. Now go and get the pig's lead.
It's outside, don't you remember? I made it into a snare to catch rabbits.
Have you caught anything yet?
Ow! I have now.
It's Alfie.
All right, all right. I'll untie him. Come on, Porky.
Jimmy, let Alfie in. He might have some news of Susan. He's been to visit the soothsayer.
Couldn't the vet do anything for him?
Good morrow, Mother Clitheroe. Tis I, Alfie the Lodger.
Ah, Alfie, welcome back. What tidings from the soothsayer?
You what?
What did the soothsayer say?
Well, I saw the soothsayer's sister because the soothsayer was upstairs having a trance.
Did you what?
In a trance, gazing into space. You're not with us at all.
You've been in one of them for years.
Shut up, Jimmy. What did she say?
Oh?
The soothsayer's sister, what did she say?
She said, would you like the next trance?
No, she said he'd seen her. The soothsayer had. Not his sister. Susan in a trance. He was. He saw her in the crystal, she said.
That was the news in Welsh.
Shut up, Jimmy. Did he say what had happened to Susan?
Oh.
The soothsayer!
Oh, the soothsayer's sister said. Because he was upstairs, the soothsayer was.
Yes, having a crafty sooth.
He said Susan's in the giant's castle above the clouds, held captive by a spell. To rescue her, I must go up the pole.
You're halfway there already.
But what What does this strange message mean?
It means, with a bit of luck, there'll be one less for the Christmas pudding.
Shut up. It means I've got to search for the big pole that reaches up to the sky and you're the grocery shilling.
The grocer?
Yeah, because I had to give the grocer's money to the soothsayer. Well, not to him, to his sister, because the soothsayer was upstairs.
Oh, we know that.
It can't be helped, Jimmy. Your mother's got to have some money, and the only way to get it is to sell the cow.
We wouldn't be short of money if you hadn't seen the soothsayer.
I didn't see the soothsayer. I saw the soothsayer. Sister, the soothsayer was upstairs.
Oh, don't start that again. Clarabelle's my best pal. Are you, Clarabelle?
Oh, me daft, she's only a cow.
You see, you've upset her now. She thinks she's one of us. She doesn't know she's a Kurt Otwa.
A
Kurt Otwa.
Oh, cow.
Watch it or you'll be over that edge. She's easily upset. You remember when my granddad tried to milk her without warming his hands? It took two firemen to get that bucket off his head.
Well, whatever she is, we've got to sell her. So let's get to the market. Gee up, Clarabelle.
She's not a horse, she's a cow. Oh, hey. Sorry, Clarabelle.
Now, come on, we've got to get 5 shillings for her.
You what? Only 5 shillings for a... Hi, Clarabelle.
That's a price for a kit, your Kurt Otwa.
But she's not an ordinary Kurt Otwa. She's a very clever Kurt Otwa. She can count.
I don't care if she can recite Gunga Din, she's still only a Kurt Otwa. And the price for a Kurt Otwa is 5 bot-ot-bot. For shillings.
All right. But we're only selling her to somebody nice. Somebody with a kind face and nice warm hands. Don't worry, Clarabelle. We'll see you get a good home, and I'll come and visit you every Sunday and bring you some jelly babies.
Oh, who ever heard of giving jelly babies to a cow? No, I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Well, hey, the group of it, get on. Oh, no, help me.
The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
What's all the row about? Alfie, have you been at my rhubarb whiskey?
No, we're drunk with happiness. Tell him, Jimmy.
Grandad, we're rich. We've sold Clarabelle.
I know that, but 5 bob isn't going to make us rich.
5 bob? We sold her for a bag of gold, didn't we, Alfie?
Yes, 20 golden pigs, little ones, guinea pigs. Guineas, we're rich.
The butcher gave you 20 guineas.
No, it was an old woman we rescued from the pond who turned out to be my fairy godmother. She said, I am your fairy godmother whom you've rescued from the pond.
What was she doing in the pond?
The breaststroke wanted, Alfie.
The villagers threw her in because they said she was a witch. Just because she was an old woman with a pointed head. That.
Well, where is she now?
She flew home on a broomstick. Before she went, she said, this is the seed, this bag of gold, to bring you fame and wealth unto, and a joy unto your family too. I'm going now. Toodaloo.
And off she went like a bat out of a belfry.
And you've got this gold with you, no?
Yeah. So as soon as we've shown it to me, ma'am, you can go out and put a deposit on your own brewery. Come on.
Happy days are here again.
Alfie, hold the smelling salts under me ma'am's nose.
Get right, Jimmy. Come on, Mrs. Clitero. Wakey, wakey.
Oh, the shock of being rich was too much for her. Come on, my dear, wake up. Wake up. All our troubles are over.
Oh, I'm all right now. Is it really true that we're rich?
Yes, ma'am. Now we can buy all the things we need. Food, furniture, a front door.
What's that?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I've invited everybody in the village to a hot pot supper tonight.
But we've no food.
We can buy all the food we want. Here, open the bag of gold. Give Alfie a guinea to go to the hot pot shop.
Oh, yes, of course. Give me the bag. Oh, my hands are shaking. Oh, yes, look. It's full of beans.
Beans?
You little fool. You've sold Claribel for a bag of beans.
But it's gold. We saw it when she counted it into the bag.
Well, it's beans now. Look.
What about our hot pot supper?
Oh, heck. Mum, do you think you can make bean soup for 500?
I can't make anything with these shriveled up black poisonous things. There, that's all they're good for.
Mum, you've thrown the beans out of the window.
Yes, and you're next.
What was that?
Hey, missus, do you know you've got a dirty grape beanstalk in your garden?
What's he shouting about?
Yeah, come and look. The beanstalk growing up.
Jimmy, you can't climb up that beanstalk. It goes right up to the sky.
That's what the old woman meant about the seeds bringing us fame and fortune.
Yeah, look at the notice fastened to the branch. If fame and fortune you now seek, climb this beanstalk to its peak. But at its summit, take great care. The dreaded ogre dwells up there.
So that's where our Susan is.
Don't be cheeky.
She's with the giant, the dreaded ogre.
Oh, hey, of course, this is a pole. I've got to go up. Oh, come on, Jimmy.
No. Come back. It's too dangerous.
It's all right, Mum. I climb the stalk, hide inside a pie, jump out with my magic sword and kill the giant.
How do you know that?
Did your fairy godmother tell you?
No, I saw this pantomime once at Liverpool Empire.
Woe is me. Still held captive in the dungeon of the castle of the giant who wants to marry me. In 5 days' time, I must either be his wife or his Christmas dinner. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Who's there?
You know me. I'm the henchman of the giant of the castle whose dungeon you're in. Here, get this grub down here.
Oh, no, not more food.
Yes, 5 steak pies with chips and peas.
But I just had my breakfast.
Look, the giant says I've got to fatten you up for Christmas and I'm on a bonus. For every pound you weigh over 14 stone, I get a golden egg.
I'm not eating any more. You can tell the giant.
Tell him yourself, he's coming.
Me fi fo fum. I smell the blood of a... Oh, me eggs. I keep forgetting about this low doorway. Well, me proud beauty, what have you decided? Are you going to be me bride or me little Bakewell tart?
Neither. My hero Alfie will rescue me in the nick of time.
Who's Alfie?
Just look out of the window there, giant.
Well?
You see that lad pulling something out of the moat?
Yes. What's he pulling out? A fish?
No. That's Alfie. They've been trying to get in the castle for the last 2 days. I've had some right fun with them.
My hero, he's here. What have you done to him?
Oh, he's doing it all himself. I lowered the drawbridge. He took a run in from the woods holding a battering ram. And I wound up the drawbridge. He made a lovely splash.
Oh, that won't stop him. He'll find a way to rescue me somehow. He's brave, fearless. A true hero.
I'm frozen, fed up, and far from home.
You're not the only one. But don't worry, this plan can't fail.
What plan?
Just put your shoes back on.
All right, Jimmy.
You'll notice that I've fastened 2 big springs to the heels.
Where did you get them from?
An old bed in that cottage we passed. And it wasn't easy.
Why?
There was an old man still asleep on it.
Oh, I've got them on. What do I do?
Take a running jump.
You what?
Get a bit of speed up, then bounce on your heels and you'll go clean over the castle wall.
Hey, hey, that's a clever idea.
Right, get bouncing.
Right, you mean I'm off.
He's over. He's back. He's off again.
Jimmy, stop me.
I'll catch you the next time round. He's losing height. Alfie, don't fall in that mold. He never does anything he's told. Well, I'll have to think of something else now.
Yeah, I'm dry again.
Good. Put your coat on.
All right.
Right. Now, you'll notice that I've covered it with feathers. They're magic feathers off the magic hen that lays the golden eggs.
What have you stuck them on my coat for?
Because you're going to fly over the castle wall.
Don't be daft.
Look, they're magic feathers. Just flap your arms and see what happens.
All right, but it's daft. I'm flapping my arms, but there's nothing over here, eh? Hey, I'm flying!
Good lad, Alfie! Now you'll be all right as long as you don't start to molt. He's doing well. He's halfway over the moat already.
By gad, sir! A pheasant at this time of the year!
Well, that's another good idea gone west. Get a cannon. Hello? Alfie started flying again. No, it's my fairy godmother on a broomstick. She's dropped me a note.
Oh, dear, I'm wet through. It's hopeless. We'll never get in the flipping castle.
Hey, pick me that piece of paper up. My fairy godmother just dropped it.
You are this?
Give it to me. Instructions for entering Giant's Castle. Oh, no.
What did it say?
Try the back door. It's unlocked.
She might have told us before.
Never mind. I've got another plan. You go in first and find the giant, take off your cap and tell him you're begging for pennies.
What for?
Now, you'll notice that inside your cap, I've sewn some sticks of dynamite. So as soon as he drops a penny on them...
Yeah, I'm not doing it. No, hey, look, from now on, you can leave the thinking to me. I'll work out a plan.
From now on, you can leave the thinking to me. I'll work out a plan. You dead mug. We spent 3 days trying to get in the castle, and it took you 3 minutes to get us locked up here in the dungeon. Let's take our shoes off so nobody will hear us. You haven't got 2 yards and you put your big toe straight into a mousetrap.
It was just bad luck.
Oh, dear.
Who's that? Who? Jimmy. There's somebody else in the dungeon with us.
Who's that over there?
Who's that over there saying who's that over there?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that over there?
Who's that? I'm Jimmy.
Well, I'm Grandad.
I'm Mother.
I'm Susan.
I'm bewildered.
Well, what are you doing here?
I came here with you.
Not you, them. Mum, Grandad, how did you get here?
We came up the beanstalk to warn you.
The council came round and said the beanstalk had to be chopped down by Saturday afternoon.
What is it now?
Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's one in the eye for the giant.
What do you mean?
Well, he was going to eat us all on Christmas Day, but we won't be here. Because if they chop the beanstalk down, we'll all... Oh, it will fall.
Right, on your feet, you little trouble. Come on, his giant ship approaches.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the... Oh, me head. I'll have to buy myself a crash helmet. Well, me proud beauty, did you make me that pie?
Yes, it's in the bathroom. I couldn't find a basin big enough.
Good. I'm going to have that today.
But I thought that pie was for Christmas, Giant.
Oh, I'm going to have them four for Christmas. I'll have him for the fish course. That one who keeps falling in the moat.
Me?
And the then the woman next, raised with onions.
Oh, no!
And then the young bird, medium rare.
Oh, no!
Yes, and then I'll finish off with that big haggis in the corner.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'll have you boiled in your kilt.
Now, wait a minute, Master. You've left out the young lad here.
Why don't you keep your big trap shut?
No, I haven't left him out. He's for today. After the pie, I'll have him with custard.
Right, come on, my lad.
Oh, no, 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 he won't like me. I'm all skin and bone. I'm scraggy, honest.
Take him out and light the oven. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell it. Ooh, me head. I must get myself a bigger dungeon.
Mom, Grandad, do something. Stop him. Help. Help.
Oh, Jimmy. We'll never see him again.
No, 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 Pat. You've got to be brave.
Oh, my poor brother. Oh, how I regret all those hard things I said about him.
My thank you, Mick. It's the rumble in a giant's tummy. I don't understand. Oh, heck, it's not Christmas Day already, is it?
Oh, damn Santa Claus.
Jimmy, you're alive.
Well, that's right. I'm alive and the giant's dead.
Oh, my brave son.
So Jack did Jim the giant. Better kill it. Jim.
Aye. How did you kill him, Jim?
I didn't. The pie killed him.
You mean you poisoned it?
No, I didn't need to poison it. Our Susan cooked it. That was enough. He took one mouthful, his face went green and his toes turned up.
So everything has turned out happily in the end.
Yeah, we've got the giant's treasure and the hen that lays the golden eggs.
Hooray!
The giant's dead. The world is free.
The future's rosy for you and me.
Virtue triumphs.
Love supreme.
Hey, isn't this a stupid dream? Because there's
no business like show business like no business like
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Jack Watson as the giant, and Fred Gaunt as the henchman. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, that's what happened because I went to bed without any supper. So let that be a warning to all of you. Remember, if you don't want to have bad dreams on an empty stomach, try lying on your back. Come on!